is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Well, fasten your seatbelts here. What if you could listen to two voters really agonizing about this election? No whining, no blowhard punditry, just candor. Voters with the courage to shed their loyalties and baggage about these candidates and talk about what it would take to get their vote. Well, we heard from a very dejected African-American voter from Chicago a week or so ago who feels Barack Obama hasn't done much on urban crime or development in her city.
Well, there's some disappointment, very honestly, Jonathan. There's disappointment, the African-American community in particular, and I think Chicago. It's kind of like Chicago's been the forgotten city in the Obama administration other than fundraise.
Ramin Hartman, publisher of Indigo Magazine in Chicago. Well, yesterday on the program, we heard from real voters in Ohio who had a candid discussion of their own about why people vote for their candidates. And the issue of race came up. Blacks vote for Obama just because he's black was one statement, while white Republicans vote for Mitt Romney out of racial suspicion of Barack Obama. Well, that produced a very lively discussion, and we wanted to continue it in some way. So we invited our friend Ramin Hartman to have a conversation with another friend of The Takeaway, Republican Renee O'Moore, another friend of The Takeaway. She's a GOP deputy state party chair in Pennsylvania. Ramin's disappointment with Obama was an opportunity for Republican Renee, and boy, did she seize it. Both women were well aware of what they called unwritten rules for talking about candidates who are black. Ramin speaks first.
Well, in the black community, John, there is kind of an unspoken code, and I think Renee can probably agree with this, is not to say anything critical on a black person, by a black person, because of, you know, some past hardships and so forth. And I think if you are in the public arena, it's fair game. What you do is important. And those of us that write about it and observe it and blog about it and so forth, I think it's open for a public discussion and a healthy public discussion, a good public discussion. Because you're black does not mean it can't be discussed.
And Renee, how does that play out in your world as deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Committee?
First of all, I appreciate what Ramin just said. She's right on target. I've been a Republican all my life, and I'm almost 60 years old. So bottom line, I've had a cross burn on my yard in 1991. I've been called everything but the child of God, a token and the N-word, you know, how dare you. And it's really gotten worse over the last 4 years with President Obama being president, because they're saying, how can you be black and not vote for him? I'm a small business owner, and I don't agree with his policies, and I have a right to disagree with him. And, you know, bottom line is freedom of speech. And, you know, whether people blog or whatever, he has to take what people say, whether he agrees or not, or whether our community agrees. And it's been real difficult. But you know what? If you believe in what you're doing, you just do it. And as deputy chair for the last 16 years of the Republican committee, state party in Pennsylvania, I'm very clear about who I am and who I support. And I don't support President Obama. I don't agree with his policies, you know. And to me, he really has not helped not just the black community, but any community at this particular time.
All right, Renee, hold tight there for a second. Ramin Hartman, have you made up your mind who you're going to vote for?
I'm probably going to vote for President Obama. But my criticism, I'm a small business person too, just like Renee. It has not come down to us. The stimulus package didn't get to us. We have got to have an urban agenda. We've got to speak to youth violence. Both candidates have to do that. You know, we've gotten to this soundbite coverage. We've gotten to the, did Romney do taxes? Is Barack an American citizen? Big Bird. You know, we just had presidential debates, and we come out with Big Bird becomes the star of the show. Give me a break. We've got to talk about real issues that affect people.
All right, Ramin, then here's the opportunity that I think we have.
Okay.
If you're dissatisfied with the administration as a Democrat, and here's Renee, also dissatisfied with the administration, but as a Republican, an experienced African-American Republican, Renee, make the case that Ramin should vote for Mitt Romney. And Ramin, I want you to push back.
Hermine, please don't push back. Let me just say this. The bottom line, you're a small business. You see President Obama's policies. I mean, it's really not helping you. You just said it. It hasn't come down to you. So why would you go back and want the same thing? I don't think that the president really has a clear message that he understands who he's really hurting. I think you're absolutely right. He played Big Bird into Romney makes a statement, and next thing you know, Big Bird is the star. I mean, you know, let's get some substance here. There's not any substance in this administration. He's talking about one thing, then he does something else. He talked about, you know, if he didn't help the economy, he wouldn't run again. He's running again. And my thing is, like, why vote for somebody? And we keep doing this as minorities in particular, which really frustrates me. Why keep voting that person in that's not doing what they need to do and keep saying, I'm going to do it. Give me a chance. I mean, how many chances do you need?
We
need
Renee, hold on. Let's get Hermine to answer that, because that's precisely the point.
Well, I haven't heard Romney address the issues either. I haven't heard Romney say what an urban agenda might be. I haven't heard Romney say what small business would do. What I'm saying is that the political conversation needs some adjustment. It needs some change. I still hear attack politics and scoreboard politics and politics as a sport. I want to hear about an urban agenda, which translates to a black agenda. We've got a unemployment rate in the black community of 14%. That's the national rate. I want the unemployment rate, I think, is 7.9 right now. Who's going to address that gap? Who's going to address that? And I'm not hearing Romney say it either.
Okay. First of all, Romney has put together a black council. Let me just finish. Romney has put together a black council. We put together an agenda. Actually had Lieutenant Governor Carroll in Florida and Alan West meet, you know, as our chairs with them to say, okay, this is what we think this needs to look like. This is what we think you need to do. First of all, we need to cut those, you know, look at these regulatory policies that are really killing small businesses. And he was like, you know what? I agree. Romney has experience running a business. President Obama has never run a business. You know, and so that's important. He doesn't understand the pressure that he's putting on me that has 250 people to be able to pay them every 2 weeks. I mean, it is really a hardship. And so bottom line is Romney has taken these things and you know what? We need to do a better job of putting that information out. But the information is there. He has it. He got together some people of color, which Obama has not done, and the press has even called me and said he has not done it, and they're tired of giving him a pass. Bottom line is we have to stop giving him a pass.
All right, Hermine.
I agree with Renee. I did not know that. I am so happy to hear it because it has not been done, as far as I know, on the Democratic side. And I do want to point out something. The best economic plan for black capitalism was by Richard Nixon. And he did it 6 weeks into his administration. He put policies, he put plans in place, and it was through small business administration.
Right.
So I am happy to hear that. I did not know that. And my question to you, Renee, would be, why isn't that out in the public? You know, Romney, the last poll, one poll I saw about a month ago, Romney had absolutely zero African-American voters. Then I saw a poll recently, and I think he's up by maybe 6%. Why isn't that information being pushed out? Because that is some persuasive information.
And you're absolutely right. Let me just say this. When I got that poll about African-Americans being zero, I'm not a zero. So I took issue to that because there are African-Americans that are supporting Romney. I agree with you. We don't brag enough and we don't say what we're doing enough. And that's a big issue for the Republicans. And I've always said that. So the issue for us is that we have to get that information out. And we will get that information out. And I will make sure that that happens.
I think there's another thing, Renee. In these debates, somebody black needs to be asking the questions. Some small business person needs to be asking the questions, because if that was so, the questions would come out. The urban agenda question would come out. Youth violence questions would come out. We cannot just keep hearing these talking heads that are gray-haired old men asking, talking about the same old thing. We've got to put some new stuff into this body of politics.
Well, ladies, we will have questions from Candy Crowley, who's not a gray old man.
Great.
But she's not a small business person, and she's not black, but we'll see. She may push these questions, but we will have to see. All right, before we go, Hermine, how likely are you to consider, really consider, voting for Mitt Romney?
I'm weighing. I'm looking. I've said, based on issues, I'm not voting race. I'm not voting party. I want to vote on issues, and the issues are not being fully addressed to me at a middle-class, small business, urban level. I want to hear the candidates, both of them, respond to what Renee and I are talking about right now.
So Mitt Romney can get you.
Oh, I would listen.
We're going to get her, John.
No, not listen. Mitt Romney can get your
vote.
No,
I would listen to him. It depends on what he says.
Come on, Hermine. You don't want the same thing for the next 4 years because you just said President Obama's not doing it.
I want Obama to change, and I want Romney to respond.
He's not going to change. Come on, Hermine.
I don't know whether you'll change or not. I can't
say. So then why waste your vote? Why waste your vote?
But I don't know what Romney would do. I want to hear an urban agenda, youth violence, small business. I want to hear that. I've not heard that from Romney.
Hermine.
And you haven't heard it from Obama either.
Hermine.
No, I've seen it from Obama.
Hermine. Yeah. I don't want you to leave the impression that you have some sort of deep kind of loyalty need to vote for Obama because he's a black man.
No, I don't have that. I don't have that. It's issue based. I'm telling you that the issues that I'm concerned about, both candidates are not addressing. And they need addressing because they are the real, as far as I'm concerned, they're the real issues. Big Bird is not an issue.
Understood. Hermine, from then before we go, can Mitt Romney, based on this conversation, under any circumstances between now and November, get your vote?
John, what are you pushing me so hard for?
Because the bottom line is you're saying what people usually do as far as black folks, that we tend to have this code and you're going along with it.
No, Renee, I'm open and I want to hear. I want to hear about an urban agenda. I want to hear a small business. I have not heard Romney say that. I've not heard Barack say it.
Thank you. That's my point.
I'm on the fence.
Okay, we're going to try to get you off this fence.
You better have your candidate speak to the small business and urban agenda. That's what I want to hear.
And I need you to be more open to listen to it when it's out there.
Because
I think you're doing just what you say the black folks do, that we're like, well, he's not doing it, but I think I'll just go ahead and just go with him. Let's all sing, you know, Kumbaya, hold hands, that kind of stuff. We got to move on and do what we need to do.
Agree.
And just because we have to move on, it's ridiculous.
But I want to hear an address to the issues.
We got to go. I have to say, you guys have been so candid. This is a conversation that nobody's heard in this campaign. You know that.
That's right.
I agree with you 100%.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys have got to get to work. And I suspect answering email later today may be some of the work you're going to have to do, both of you, after this is broadcast. Renee and Hermine, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Hermine Hartman, the publisher of Indigo Magazine in Chicago. Renee Amore, deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Committee. Woo! A couple of strong women speaking there. And you've been talking about the strong women in your lives.
The strongest woman in my family is my grandmother, Mamo, who's 96 years old, and every morning she wakes up, looks at the sky, and says, "This is the most beautiful day ever."
Thanks to Allison from Portland. You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, the International Day of the Girl, Struggle for Women's Education.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.